Well, here in Spain this week, I'm joined by Brett Hansen from Blevins Franks. How are you doing, Brett?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Howard. Just getting a bit hotter as we progress through the year, but yeah. It's expected.
Yes, well, I've got a swimming pool to enjoy now, so that's okay. And since it's income tax time here in Spain, we're going to look at who needs to submit an income tax return and the complexities of declaring overseas income. With a deadline of the 1st of July, many listeners will already have filed theirs, but Brett will still share some useful information. So Brett, who needs to submit a Spanish income tax return, and do all foreign nationals living here need to file one?
Well, yes, Howard, it's that time of the year in Spain when Spanish tax residents have to submit their personal income tax returns, the Declaración de la Renta, for the 2023 tax year, which in Spain is the calendar year, i.e. from the 1st of January to the 31st December 2023. This system opened on the 3rd of April and has a final deadline of the 1st of July. And so if you are a tax resident of Spain, then regardless of your nationality, you will most likely need to complete this income tax return in order to provide the Spanish tax authorities with details of your worldwide income and capital gains for 2023. Generally, only those on low incomes or where the income is taxed at source in Spain are exempt from completing these returns. The tax form for residents is the Modelo 100, and for Becum tax regime payers, which I would say is becoming more common, what with the introduction to the digital nomad visa at the beginning of last year, it is the Modelo 150 or 151. These declarations, Howard, can be filed online or in person at the tax office. Couples can choose whether to submit individual or joint returns, but joint returns are usually only beneficial where one spouse's income falls below the personal allowance. And the personal allowance in Spain starts at around 5,550 euros, but varies depending on your age and also the region that you are resident in Spain. For listeners who are not tax residents in Spain, then you only need to declare income and gains earned in Spain. So this would typically be, say, where you are not a resident of Spain but own a property here and are receiving a rental income from that property. In such a situation, the deadline for submitting these non-resident tax returns, which is the Modelo 210, is the 31st of December of this year for last year's tax year.
What types of income need to be declared?
So for tax residents of Spain, Howard, typically all types of income needs to be declared, whether it's income from pensions, property rental, investment, interest on bank accounts, and income from employment. And income in Spain is categorized into two groups. One is general income and the other is savings income. General income applies to income from employment, pensions, and rentals, with tax rates starting at around 18 to 19% and then increasing progressively to around 48 to 54%. The specific percentages depend upon which region of Spain you live in. And savings income applies to interest on bank accounts and investments and any capital gains made on the selling of assets such as property or investment funds and shares. And this starts at 19%, but increases progressively to 28%.
Many British expatriates living in Spain continue to earn income in the UK. Do they pay tax in the UK because that's where the income is generated, or do they pay tax in Spain since they live here?
So just to be very clear, Howard, in most situations, tax residents of Spain, regardless of their nationality, are liable to Spanish income tax or Spanish savings tax on their worldwide income and gains. So if you are, say, a British national living in Spain, you do need to declare all income you earn in the UK to the Spanish tax authorities, whether it's pension, rental, or investment income. There are a few situations where income generated in the UK remain liable to tax in the UK, but these still may be liable to tax in Spain. And so it is imperative that any listeners do follow the Spain-UK double taxation treaty to establish exactly where to declare and pay tax on UK income and gains.
Okay then, let's look at some specific types of UK income. Pensions income, rental income, and capital gains. Where are these taxed?
Okay, well, let's do those individually then. So for Spanish tax residents, UK pension income from the likes of personal pensions, self-invested pensions, final salary, and annuities are only taxable in Spain and are not taxable in the UK. The UK state pension is also taxable in Spain, not in the UK. There are one key exception to this, and that is income from UK government service pensions, such as civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions. But whilst these are not taxable in Spain, you do still need to include them in calculating the tax you need to pay on any other income which is taxable here in Spain. UK rental income remains taxable in the UK and needs to be also declared in Spain, though any tax paid in the UK can be offset against the tax liability here in Spain. And when it comes to capital gains tax, Howard, made on the sale of movable assets, so this excludes real estate, well, these are exclusively taxed in the country where the person owning the asset is resident. So if you live in Spain and sell any UK investments, including investment ISAs, the gains made on the sale are only taxable in Spain, not in the UK. If, however, you sell a UK property, then the gain is taxable in both countries, but your UK capital gains tax payment will be credited against your Spanish tax liability.
There's not much you can do about tax on your employment income, but what about investment income? Are there compliant opportunities in Spain to reduce your tax on savings and investments?
Well, there are solutions available for Spanish tax residents which facilitate tax-free growth and tax-free capital gains, provided the income and gains stay within the solution, and where if you were to draw down on this income or gains, you potentially pay considerably less tax than if these investments were held outside of these solutions. They can also help mitigate or minimise wealth tax and the solidarity tax too. Of course, if any listeners would like to learn more about these solutions, then they can contact their local Blevins Franks office via our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Thank you, Brett. When we're talking about declaring UK income in Spain, it raised the question, how do the Spanish authorities know what assets and income you have in the UK? Shall we cover this next week?
Yes, looking forward to it, Howard.
Me too. Take care.